Here's probably the 10th picture I've taken and posted here on Weekly 50 of magnolia seeds. A couple months ago, no, it was more like 6 weeks ago-ish, I had a series of three magnolia pictures, and it was called, you know what, I forget what it was called, but it was like the passing of time, where you could see a magnolia flower in three distinct stages, and it was all in one post. And I know I've posted other pictures of magnolia flowers and seeds in the past, but man, it's just so cool. I'm sorry if you're tired of all the magnolia stuff, these things are awesome. I'd never even seen them before I moved to Oklahoma. And here, I don't know if they're native to Stillwater, Oklahoma, but they seem to be all over the place down here. And every summer, I'm fascinated at these huge flowers that you see in these magnolia trees. And then in the fall, they start to look like this. The flowers give way to these pods, and the tips of the flowers, not the petals, but the tips, I don't know what you call it, the anthers or stamens or something, they curl up, and that's what you're looking at here. These purple things used to be tips on the middle part of the flower, and pretty soon this seed pod is going to wither and die, and in its place is going to be this husk with all these red seeds poking out, and it's just the coolest transformation. I called this photo chrysalis because it reminds me of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, and inside this big old pod right now, as you're looking at this picture, there's all these transformations taking place, and when it's all said and done, you're going to get this clump of seeds that will fall to the ground and maybe produce more magnolia trees someday. It's really cool, and I think that's why I'm drawn to it, and seeing these with the under a different lens, so to speak, it's still the 50 millimeter lens, but with the close-up filters attached, has helped me to see all of these magnolia seeds and this whole transformation in a different light that I'd never seen before. And even though I shot this at, what was it, F4, I think, this is ISO 100 F4 on my 50 millimeter with my crop sensor camera, so you're getting a slightly different angle of view than if it was my D750. I don't know how to say this. It was a revisiting something, but in a whole different way. And I thought that was awesome. And I hope you do too. I hope you like this photo. And it's a reminder to me of everything that's around us. And sometimes we have to look at it in a different angle or from a different perspective, or maybe just get in really close and you can see beauty all around you. And it's so cool to see that.